Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Vrindavan. Myself and about 30 Sankirtan devotees, book distributors from Hungary. It was a model trip right up until the last moment. And then it turned into something that was expectable, or expected from India. You can't expect everything to go 100% smoothly in India. Well, what happened? I got up early, myself and Shambi Harry, and went out, greeted devotees at the airport. Flight arrived at 5 on time, and they got out about 6:15, and we had garlands for them, and Harinam chatters, then our bus picked us up right on time, smooth as silk. The very nice driver, we could communicate with him, although he originally wanted to go along the Mathura Road. I said, no way, we want to go the Jamuna Expressway. And we got through Delhi before any serious Delhi traffic, and we were out on the Noida Highway and Jamuna Expressway. Only going at 60 kilometers an hour, because that's all buses are allowed to go, but we were going anyway. Of course, the devotees were really, really pooped, really tired. But when we turned off the expressway towards Vrindavan, then on the loudspeaker in the bus, I was informing them of some of the things that they were seeing. It was very nice, and we of course crossed the Jamuna at Panigat by Durvasa Muni's ashram, and then made a left on the Parikram Marg. But when we hit the Mathura, Vrindavan Mathura Road, then there was a diversion. I got off the bus, talked to the policeman. He said, no, and I couldn't understand why it was no. But he said, well, you have to go along the diversion, which was a reasonable one. You go back about a mile towards Mathura and make a right, and takes us straight to Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg and make another right. But when we tried to make another right, then there was another barricade and some more policemen. I got off, tried to talk to the policemen. They wouldn't have any of it. They were trying to explain that there's a new law that on Ekadasis, and today is Ekadasi, and as it turned out, on weekends, and I guess it must be on festivals as well, that you can't drive buses, and it may be you can't drive other taxis into Vrindavan as well. You have to go to a parking lot, and from a parking lot you have to take some other smaller rickshaw type vehicles in. Now that's a great idea. I've been complaining about buses for so many years. Of course, I've never been complaining about the bus that I've gone on myself, although rarely come this way with a bus with 30 devotees. Problem is, we didn't know anything about this, although I've been in touch with on a daily basis with quite a few devotees here who are both cooking, arranging, and helping organize things. No one had mentioned to me that this was the case. Anyway, I asked for his supervisor, who happened to be there, and when I went over to him, he offered my pranams, and we were able to talk a little in English, and I explained to him, here are 30 people who have been traveling for the last 24 hours, and it's not a matter of them just sort of hopping on a rickshaw. They got huge suitcases with them, and somehow or another, he was convinced. He said, all right, go ahead. So we did. The bus went down towards down Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, through the gate, all the way to the Parikram Marg, but there was another barricade. And this time the police would have nothing of it. They weren't showing any pranams. They didn't speak any English, and they weren't very sympathetic at all. So having no other recourse, then we just parked the bus right along the side of the road, of course, with beggars swarming on one side, cars zooming on the other, rickshaws wanting to give us a ride. We got everybody off very quickly, took our suitcases, and walked the last 100 yards, literally speaking. It's 100 yards from here, from the bus to where Mataji Ashram is and the men where I'm staying. And so we had to walk the last distance. And that gave devotees, most of them had never been to India before, a taste of what it means to come to India, expect the unexpected. And it also shows that you just can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan. You have to be willing to do the needful and to be humbled and come to Vrindavan on Krishna's terms, not on your own terms. So anyway, for those who are similarly planning to come, just take note that this is a new law. I think it's a great law. And in the future, we'll certainly make suitable arrangements. But just make sure that you're also aware of it and it doesn't catch you by surprise. In fact, I'll look into it to find out what more there is, since we're going to be going out on busloads of or Golan Parikrama by bus to different places like Govardhan and so on. So no, you can't buy tickets to Vrindavan, and you really have to be in tune to what is the latest law in the Dham. Hare Krishna.